Northern Territory government has accepted all but one of the 220 recommendations from the recent Riley Review into the territory's alcohol abuse crisis. The Riley Review found the Northern Territory has the highest per capita consumption of alcohol in Australia and ranks among the highest in the world. Risky alcohol consumption is almost double the Australian average, with people more likely to put themselves at risk of injury or other harm as a result of their drinking. Northern Territory Attorney General Natasha Files says there is too much alcohol-fuelled violence and crime, and the issue must be addressed. She says the government has accepted the recommendation of a minimum price on alcohol, although not quite the price recommended.
We will be implementing a floor price, a minimum price per unit on alcohol in the Northern Territory of $1.30. The recommendation was $1.50, but you could look at changing that figure. $1.30 will get rid of the $3 and $4 bottles of wine we have in the Territory. It is wrong when it's cheaper to buy a bottle of wine than a bottle of water.
Of the review's recommendations, the government has rejected only a proposed ban on the sale of takeaway alcohol on Sundays. Ms. Files says 186 recommendations will be implemented in full, and the government has given in-principle support for 33 others. A long-term campaigner for a floor price on alcohol, Dr. John Boffer from the People's Alcohol Coalition, has told the ABC the floor price will make a difference, even at $1.30.
This is really a world-leading package of alcohol reforms from a government who deeply understands the harm alcohol's caused in the Northern Territory and the need for a combination of evidence-based approaches to address the problem.
Other recommendations included more decision-making power for remote communities and improved protocol for screening alcohol use during pregnancy. The review also recommended more school-based alcohol and drug programs with evidence of success. The Chief Executive of Drug and Alcohol Services Australia's Alice Springs office, Carol Taylor, has welcomed the changes. She says she hopes they will have some impact on the drinkers most difficult to help.
I think this whole policy is designed for the people who we don't hit, if you know what I mean. It's more designed for the people who are drinking at alarming rates very regularly. And they unless they hit the justice system, they don't seek help and don't necessarily want to reduce their intake.
She says in some communities, alcohol abuse is fuelled by a sense of intergenerational despair, compounded by a lack of access to housing, along with health issues and a lack of education.
I think you need a massive education campaign, but you also need to stop kids living in an environment where excessive drinking, domestic violence and all those sorts of things are the norm. As children grow up, they have to be exposed to other areas of normalcy. So a lot of that's going to come through the education system.
The Territory also has the nation's highest rates of alcohol-related crime, violence and death, which costs taxpayers about $640 million a year. Sunil Awosthi, SBS News.